Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos. And we're talking food. And Christina, just before the break, was telling us that the town, which I think is a wonderful idea, and I'm going to ask you to repeat those parks, are setting up tables within some of the parks within North Hempstead, so you could actually pick up your food at a restaurant, and as opposed to going home, keep the variety or keep the outing going, so to speak, and go to the park and have a picnic table, and you're all set with your family.
Absolutely.
But which ones are doing it again?
So the parks that are doing it is the Town Dock in Port Washington, Mary Jane Davies Green in Manhasset, Blumenfeld Park in Port Washington, Martin Bunky Reed Park in Westbury, and Clark Botanic Garden in Albertson. You know, and they really chose the parks that are, you know, in walking distance to all these different main streets and different restaurants.
Clark would be cool because it's beautiful.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. And the Town Dock, you know, is so lovely because they
the Town Dock, of course. I didn't pay attention. Yeah, that's nice by the
water.
Yeah,
so I think it's really, you know, the fact that North Hempstead's really trying to find ways to partner and make it easier on these businesses that obviously, I mean, if you think about it, you know, especially in summertime, you would have people coming out, and the fact that the numbers have to be cut down, you know, it's just such a loss of revenue, which is certainly, I can't imagine easy.
Oh, you know, I'm into horse racing, and the Belmont Stakes recently were on, yeah. And there was nobody there. And typically there might be 90 to 110,000 people.
Really? That's how many?
And we're supposed to go. Every year we go to Saratoga with 10, 12 people for a few days, and we go to the racetrack once. The track will be open as of this moment, but there won't be any people there. So that's really strange. But that's not the only thing. I mean, everything is like that, baseball and all.
So they're going to wind up out of doing the Cripple Crown, but nobody will be in the stands.
Right.
Okay.
See, but what I'm thinking in Saratoga, because that's a short season up there. There's like 8 weeks, and that's when they do probably at least half of the business that they do all
right.
year. Somebody will get innovative up there and probably have some big TVs outside so you can watch the horse races and bet and eat while you're at it, just like you were at the track. I can visualize that happening, but that's not North Hempstead. But it's just the idea that, like North Hempstead, there's been a lot of creativity in terms of keeping people from going out of business, basically.
Yeah, because
are you still planning on going this year or no?
Yeah, we're going to go anyhow.
You're going to go. Okay.
We'll probably do. There's a couple of cousins that live up there, so that'll take care of, you know, barbecue in the backyard or whatever. But there are a lot of other things you can do up there that are outdoors that we will shift gears and do.
Okay.
I think that's another factor, is that the flexibility.
Absolutely.
And adaptability right now is critical. You can't try to do what was. It's not what it was. It is what it is.
No, that's an important
thing. You have to be flexible.
It really is, because that's certainly, I think, what a lot of people, like I said, I mean, I know myself, there's times that you struggle because it's something that, you know, you're used to doing, and then now it's just like, you know, clearly can't do those things. But like I said, there's little things, and we have to hold on to it. And it's great that things are continuing in this, you know, direction. I feel like New York is doing it really safely, you know, with all these phases and stuff. So what's exciting too in North Hempstead is that they're going to open public pools and playgrounds, which are set to be Wednesday, July 8th is to open the pools. So we'll stay tuned. They said, as of right now, that's our projected date. Obviously it's this.
You don't know any of those rules.
Huh?
Yeah.
Nope. Not yet. Yeah. They don't have
anything
yet. They, you know, cause I see around town that they've been filling up all, you know, the pools to get ready for this, but you know, everything is so dependent on data and how things keep, you know, obviously maintaining a good number and stuff. So I'm sure there'll be a bunch of different rules and regulations about how many people in the pool or whatnot, but stay tuned for that. The projected date is July 8th for that. And also, which is exciting, is the drive-in movies have been hugely successful in North Hempstead. And the next one that is coming up, we have, which is a personal family favorite, is on June 27th, is Jaws. And that's going to be at North Hempstead Beach Park in Port Washington. And it's also going to be on June 28th. So you can catch that. If you go to the website, they're totally free to register, you know, but you have to register because there's only limited spots for these things. And you bring your own food. It's really nice. And I see a lot of places are doing these little drive-ins, which is now, that's definitely on my list of things I would like to do this summer. So
the JCC just started.
Yes, I saw that too.
Because they have a big parking lot, a huge park. I don't know how many cars could fit in there because you need space in between and you're not going to fill it up like the regular parking lot during the day. But it's cool.
Yeah.
It's nice. And for the younger kids, it's something different.
Yeah, it's kind of like a nostalgic experience, you know? Like, so
yeah, I agree with you.
I know a lot of people, you know, like I remember going to like one of them when I was a little girl with my parents. But there's so many kids that it's like, oh my God, this is such a great idea. And I see them, they're going on all over. So that's definitely. And if anyone has passed the local diners, which I have to try in my area, have really great outdoor seating they set up. I don't know by you guys if that's the case, but it looks really exciting. You know, and like I said, there's businesses doing cool things. So it's important to get out there and look and you're able to do certain things safely. And it makes you feel good. Cause I'm telling you, after I got to do a couple of these little outings, I felt, you know, better because I was feeling a little trapped.
Do you have any knowledge on how that works? Like, and I'm asking the question for this reason. Every year with family members, we go to a Jet game. Maybe 10, 12 of us go to a game, and it's a whole big to-do. You know, we go to brunch in the morning, and it's a whole day affair. So we're saying, well, there might not be people at the Jet game this year, but maybe we could just do a Jet game in the backyard by projecting it up on a screen. And, you know, we'll all sit there like we're outside at a game, and we'll have the luxury of being able to go inside if it gets too nasty.
Right.
But I was wondering how that works. Like, do you know? I mean, do they use like a laptop?
Yeah, so it's funny you said that because my husband is like obsessing on, he wants to get a projector for the backyard and a screen. So he's been like constantly like researching this because he think it'd be really cool to like set up, you know, we could watch.
Can I just interrupt you?
Yes.
That's not the same TV you'd put inside. It's a whole outdoor.
Like a screen. Yeah. So it's just like we were looking at like a pull down screen because outdoor TVs, frankly, are really, really expensive and more like,
oh, are they?
It's more of an issue. So the screen thing is nice because you could just pull it down. I mean, we're not going to keep it up all the time, obviously. So you would just do that. Then you get a projector and they have these projectors now that are like, I mean, that's what we're struggling trying to figure out which one to get because there's so many different things. So there's ones that have USB. So you could plug in if you have, you know, Amazon Fire Stick, or if you want to plug in your laptop or, you know, your gaming system, whatever it might be, you're able to do that. Some of them actually have in like built in kind of app kind of things that you could have, you know, slide onto Netflix or something. So it depends on what you're actually looking for. But now they're so high tech, these things, that the fact is you could just plug in whatever you want and play it. So,
well, I'm going to be contacting you when it comes time to.
Yeah, because I'm talking, we're like in the process because Jay had been like.
Because we're already talking, we can put a sheet up on the side of the garage.
They're not like that.
And then
the
I'm going to put some chairs out there.
Yeah, the screens themselves are, I mean, like, listen, there are certain things that are very, very expensive. And I was like, Jay, we're not like open for business. You know, we just need something like, like, you know, that makes sense. But, you know, there's really a lot of options out there. So I will definitely get Jay to give us the scoop, Otto, because I know we're trying to figure that ourselves.
And that projector thing you're talking about, that would have sound then and everything in there.
Well, so what they tend to have, but of course Jay was saying the sound wouldn't be loud enough, so he was saying about connecting it to outdoor speakers because we have outdoor speakers outside. So somehow make it more of a surround sound kind of, because it's very low, because I've actually seen someone with a projector and it's, you know, there's a speaker, but it's not you know, as loud as it would be if you were in the house watching TV or something.
So you got permanent speakers in the backyard that you hook music yes. through. Okay.
Yeah, so, but they even have these little wireless devices now. I mean, there's so many options and Bluetooth things that you could just hook to like any kind of speaker or stuff, so.
That's true. You know, I bought something recently. I know it's the size, it's smaller than a tennis ball and bigger than a golf ball. So right in the middle there. And I have an iPod. Okay, it's not a phone and it's not an iPad. It's the, and I have music on it, but it has the different kind of plug. It's not the circle plug. It's that old fashioned flat plug. So you can't plug it into the speakers today. And I happen to find this thing on Amazon. The sound is wonderful. It was $19.95. Yeah. So I said, what do I got to lose? If it's no good, I'll send it right. back. And I just like every now and then on the couch, or actually I take it when I want to go to bed and I have to lay down like last week. I plug it in, I put it on the pillow next to me, and I play.
Absolutely.
I have a lot of things that I download.
There's so many of those kind of things now. And that's what I'm saying. They don't have to be, you know, expensive by any means. I mean, really get something.
Amazing.
My friend got those rock speakers. Like they look like, I don't know if you've ever seen them. They're like outdoor, like they look like a fake rock, but there's like a speaker.
I've seen, yeah.
If I go onto Amazon and I just put in a little flat thing, I can get one of these.
I like that. John called it little flat thing. I like a little flat thing speaker. I like that.
My kids don't appreciate when I try to give them the instrument. What is it? Dad, what are you, stupid?
I like it. It's like charades, though. It's like fun. I'm super into it. It keeps our brains going, John.
They have more fun when I'm trying to name somebody to them. You know, and I just, the last name goes first, and then the beginning of the first name goes to the end of the first name, and it's like, who is he talking about?
I like that. It's good. So.
And it's like a guessing game. And then the first one who gets it is like, oh, I get the prize.
I love it.
Because it's fun. But no, something like that, I think that'd be cool in the backyard.
Absolutely. And like I said, they
don't want to spend a lot of money because you're not going to be
doing it. No, and there's really, like I said, there are certain things that are definitely affordable because, you know, you could, I mean, some can run the gamut. And I was like, whoa, like I'm not about to, you know, unless I'm charging admission in my backyard, like, you know, I'm just trying to keep something kind of basic to, you know, watch a movie, you know, with my friends and stuff. So, yeah, so I will keep you posted, Otto, on what our endeavor.
No, I'm going to be coming back to you because we're pretty sure that's what we're going to do. We're going to have it at my house outside, like we're going to the
that's
game.
That's so fun. I love it. And, I'm so about, you know, it.
We'll barbecue outside and the whole routine that goes along with
that's right.
it.
I'll sneak over, Otto. I'll decorate it. We'll make it like a full football game. I love it.
I'm only interested in the food. I'll sneak by for the food. I don't care about that.
Right.
But if there's going to be food, I'm there.
I'm going to hire Christina to cater to this.
I love it. I love
it. I'll set it up.
Right now, we have to take another break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. And even though this is a program for seniors, we've gone into interior decorating. We've gone into food. We're covering everything today. We'll be right back, everyone.